Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to the
pretty powerful this week.
Yeah. It is March 6th, 2024. We got Jimmy Van here. We're talking all kinds of news. Please leave a thumbs up on this video if you're watching after the fact or on our various podcast platforms listening. Leave us a nice comment. Leave us a nice review on those platforms. You can get your super chats in here at youtube.com/Fightful like all these people are doing or over at humperchats.com. That's H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com. There's an awful lot of news to get into. AEW Revolution. My God, just a ton of stuff there. The Seth Rollins stuff. Bull Nakano, congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction. Go check out her match that she did at Raw after Mania in 95. Completely separate of the Japan stuff. But we got just tons to talk about here, Jimmy. And we had a great Fightful Select meetup in Greensboro. Like 30 people were there as really? I walked up. It was incredible, Jimmy.
And there were Select subscribers?
All of them Select subscribers. It was coordinated on our new Fightful Select Discord. I'll run a picture here in a minute, but I met probably over 100 people this weekend and took pictures with them. It was insane.
How many of those 30 traveled in? I'm curious.
Well, I didn't take a poll.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe they just told you where they were from and you kind of get a gauge.
We chatted for about a half an hour. We hung out. It was really awesome. And Jimmy, you know this. I have long been afraid of being like the Lonely Virgil meme with stuff like that.
Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but look at this. This is wonderful. This is amazing. Great.
So we could have done Toronto after all.
Yeah, but you wanted to charge people, Jimmy.
No, I never said that. I never said that.
Chris Van Vliet thing. Let's get rid of that right there. There we go.
Yeah. No, I never said we needed to charge, but I wanted to have like a scheduled, arranged function.
Sure. I will say this. It's worked out way better. Zach Schimmel helped set this up, and he's on the far left of that, wearing the point at the fucking sign shirt, which is a very rare Fightful shirt. We actually talked about that because it got pulled. It is a very, very rare shirt. I think maybe 10, 12 people have it before they pulled it. But he was like, you know what? Instead of doing it in the venue where there's merch lines and people getting into the venue, let's do it right before doors open. And it worked out so much better. So a big thank you to them. Big thank you to everybody who met with us. And I hope I see some of you guys at Lexington Comic Con this weekend. I am supposed to interview Swerve Strickland this weekend there. Nick Nemeth will be there trying to get an interview with him. Jim Duggan, Sergeant Slaughter. Lots of names.
Awesome. Are you going to congratulate him on his upcoming title victory on April 21st or whatever the hell the date is of the Dynasty pay-per-view?
It was beautifully set up, wasn't it?
Sure seems like that's where they're headed. I know some people were upset that he didn't win at Revolution, but that was a three-way. One-on-one is the way to go.
Are you going to congratulate my cat Oliver on winning a fight with me? You see this cut here?
Yeah, I see that.
Cat scratch fever. He lost his footing and decided to play cliffhanger featuring Sylvester Stallone on my face. Got beat up pretty bad. But let's jump into some super chats, humper chats real quick before we get into the news. Brian says, SRS, has Fightful heard anything about Vince attempting to meddle in creative through current employees? Not a thing, not a peep. Have heard almost no influence of Vince McMahon. I sincerely believe those days are over forever. I don't think it's ever happening again. He's got more important shit to worry about, both literally and figuratively in that sense.
Let me jump on Vince for a second here. Mark Shapiro, the COO of TKO, he was at a Morgan Stanley conference this week. And he was asked about Vince McMahon because Vince McMahon just sold another 5.35 million shares of stock for another $412 million. Since November now, he sold over $1 billion worth of stock. And so Shapiro was asked about Vince. He said he doesn't talk to Vince. He said he doesn't know his motives, doesn't know his plans. And he indicated Vince will not be back. There's still confusion, Sean. Some people still think that he has voting rights, voting power. And he doesn't. Like I've explained this a few times. After the merger closed, his shares converted. They're no longer the type of share they were before. And so he is done. It looks like he's done. And somebody asked me, what do you think the stock sale is going to do to the stock? And what always happens in these cases, whenever you're flooding the market, it's a supply and demand thing. The price was inevitably going to go down, and it did. Last I looked, it was at $80, but it went to 78.
Yeah.
It's nowhere near where TKO thought it would be, but I think once the new deals begin and they're reporting record quarters and everything, they'll be fine. But that's it for Vince McMahon. Like you said, I think he's got bigger fish to fry right now. He's got a hill to climb, Sean.
Yeah, he does. He does. Rightfully so as well. How many people do you think will be in this year's Hall of Fame? Probably four or five. I like them doing the three or four a year thing because they put everybody in. I wish they would go back to legacy, the legacy inductees, though. I like that they did that. Julia AEW can happen if Julia Mercedes happens. I mean, I guess technically if that's in New Japan, but I would imagine Julia has some loyalty to Rossi Ogawa, who is not on good terms with AEW. And Amir also asked how many inductees will they induct. That's just a guess, by the way, of mine. Chances Okada appears on Dynamite today. That has been the tentative plan for quite some time. However, whether or not that actually happens, I guess we'll see. But that has been, I can tell you, it's been talked about within AEW for weeks and weeks with this date circled.
I mean, I've seen they got the new set. I saw Tony Khan's tweet something about I can't remember his exact wording, new era or something.
The Young Bucks with a huge announcement. I think they're going to be like, we have decided to cancel the tournament that Tony had planned. We're going to put the titles on ourselves. And then there's actually a tournament that like they get shut down. You remember like when Harvey Schiller came out and like stopped Eric Bischoff? I think it'll be sort of like that.
Interesting. I thought maybe they were going to do a thing where there is a tournament, but then the winners of the tournament got to face them kind of thing.
Ah, that could be good. That could be good. Any update on All Japan talent appearing in NXT? I haven't heard anything else. I saw the big thread about it, about how it probably wouldn't happen, but I haven't been able to find out anything additional about that. I was told that things went well with Charlie Dempsey over there, and everybody was happy with it.
You see him and his dad standing in the ring together?
Of course, yeah.
That was nice. That was a nice moment for them.
Do you see Sheamus, Finn, AJ, Seth, and or Becky to AEW? No, I think AJ is very happy in WWE. Finn, I would imagine, is pretty happy there. Sheamus, I could see. Becky, I think, will stay. I think Sheamus could go over there and have some slappers, honestly. Could you imagine Sheamus versus Okada? Oh, yep. My God.
I mean, when he made reference on Twitter something about if you want stories, watch soap operas, he is an in-ring guy. He wants the in-ring bangers. AEW is the place for that. So wouldn't surprise me either.
Him and the BCC? Oh, my God. The Papa and Trick Williams NXT return was amazing. It was very good. He's a star, man. And they weren't sure, like a couple years ago, that he was going to even make it to the main roster. And now look at him. He is undeniably a star. Predictions on the IC contender gauntlet. I think Sami Zayn is going to win. I think it's going to be Sami Zayn versus Gunther at Mania. Jimmy, it is Ricochet, Bronson Reed, Nakamura, Gable, Zane, and I can't remember who else, but JD McDonough. Who do you think's winning that one?
So here was a question I was going to ask you. So of the names you just mentioned, there's two guys in particular getting a lot of screen time. Sami Zayn is one, and the other one is Chad Gable.
Yeah.
And they're both telling a story. Sami Zayn wants his spot on the WrestleMania card. Chad Gable wants to kind of make it up to his daughter for losing the last time. So I thought maybe it'd end up being a triple threat.
Yeah. I think they did that last year, though. And to do that last year.
So if Sami wins and, you know, Gable wants to tell his story, I guess he's just in the Battle Royal, I guess. I don't know.
Assuming they do one.
Yeah.
Assuming they do one. But also, we just posted on Twitter, guys, on Fightful Select, right after this list goes on, we're going to have news on an AEW contract that is set to expire very soon. We're going to have that on FightfulSelect.com. Corey says, I'd love to see the bar reunite if Sheamus goes to AEW. Almost certainly it would. I mean, that would be a major infusion of their tag team division. Jay Miller says, I think Sean Spears is a great hire for NXT, solid veteran with a wrestling school that can give back to the future stars of WWE. Well, happy to announce this. I don't usually until we film it, but I've mentioned this on a couple other shows. We are going to have Sean Spears' first WWE interview at his request, by the way. We're going to film it soon, hopefully, but I think he's a great signing for them. He is a guy that has been on TV in AEW and WWE. He's worked at a high level. He's worked in factions. He's been on TV. He's a trainer. He's got experience.
What is his school? Does he have his own school, Sean Spears?
Flatbacks. Yeah, Flatbacks with Tyler Breeze, about 20, 25 minutes away from the Performance Center.
Really?
So, yeah.
Really? I want to give a shout out. Speaking of Sean Spears, I want to give a shout out quickly to a gentleman by the name of Jesse Scott. He is from Ontario, Canada. He's been a promoter. He's been a wrestler. He unfortunately has been diagnosed with cancer. I just contributed to his GoFundMe yesterday. Yeah. He's got three little kids. Sean Spears trained and wrestled early in his career in a promotion that Jesse Scott owned called Neo Spirit Pro Wrestling. And there are a bunch of other guys, Josh Alexander, Cody Deaner. I saw Scott DeMore did a big contribution to his GoFundMe. In this area, Jesse Scott's pretty well known, and I only heard about him yesterday. And so my thoughts go out to him and his family. And again, Sean Spears is someone pretty close to him from early in his career.
Yeah. SRS, did you find Cousin Cassie? So Sour Graps discovered Wrestlicious. Do you remember that, Jimmy?
Vaguely.
A lottery winner wanted to do an all-women's promotion similar to GLOW, and there's one person on there that nobody can find information on, and it's a person called Cousin Cassie, and it just said unknown. Well, guys, after seeing the depths that some of you went to try to find out about her, I was like, I don't know if we need to go that far. But I did find out she lives in the Northeast. She's a yoga instructor now, but I spoke to Leva Bates, who worked on the show. she says, I don't think she was a wrestler. There were a few actors and athletes that were cast. She's going to ask somebody that was involved in organizing it. And she said that the guy who ran it was actually very, very nice. They did an episode of how the lottery changed my life for him and Wrestlicious. And they filmed some stuff for it. But she said that was a positive experience and they liked it. But yeah, getting Wrestlicious scoops in 2024 is what I'm here for.
I saw the video of Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
That was the one that I saw.
And I mentioned to Leva, I was like, you know, I've interviewed him 100 times and never asked him about it. And I probably should because he's got a good memory.
So what happened to it? Was it just a pilot?
It's just a one season thing. And then it just went away. I mean,
online, was it online or did they have a TV?
Yeah, it was online. Okay. It was online. Okay. Tony says, seeing how the reactions he gets now, I feel as if Cody will never come back to AEW in a wrestling capacity. If he did, I feel like he doesn't need to finish the story of winning the championship in AEW. In a way, making the company is finishing his personal story. It's certainly a part of finishing his story because he had to help do that in order to get, you know, in order to get people to take him seriously as a main eventer, which is something that probably should have happened long before that. But I think he's going to be WWE for life at this point is what I'm expecting.
I was about to say that. I think if you're an AEW fan, that's like counting down the days for Cody Rhodes to.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Turn to AEW. You're going to be waiting a long time. He's sure. In such a good spot now. He's the John Cena of that company. And I just don't see him ever returning. Like you said, I think he's a lifer.
So I was going to wait and do an ad read, but our boy Patrick queued it up for me. I want to put over BetOnline AG. Their odds were right on the money, except for one match, Jimmy. And I tried to tell him, I screamed it at the rooftops at our friends at BetOnline AG, the site with the fastest payouts, the site with the best industry bonuses, the site with the earliest lines, the one where you can go and play craps, roulette, keno, slots, poker, Texas Hold'em, all that stuff. The same site that has NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL betting odds. The one that's trusted by millions, been around for 25 years, our good friends at BetOnline AG. I screamed at him, Jimmy. I said, bet on Sting. He's the underdog. How could he be the underdog? Well, guess what Patrick did? The same thing that a few people did when your boy said bet on Samoa Joe at World's End. He said, I bet online last week for the first time with Sting and winning. This is why I support Fightful and appreciate the shit out of y'all. Much love. How long until BetOnline just pulls us, Jimmy? How long? How long until they tell our good friend Luis says, Sean, you're costing us too much money. We can't do it anymore. You can't be giving these accurate tips on your show.
I want to know how much you won. Tell us what did you bet and how much did you win?
Yeah. This is the third person I know that when I like somebody asked me for a lock and I said, I consider Sting a lock. I thought that as much as Tony romanticized it, it had to be that. But check out BetOnline AG. I sincerely love doing business with BetOnline AG. Jimmy can attest to this. Like, first off, we've always got our odds from there. And for months, I was like, I want this deal. I want this partnership. I want to work with this company because I believe in them so much. BetOnline.ag.
I'm going to put you on the spot. On the spot. So I read a report, I believe today, Sports Illustrated reported it. The report was that Sting wanted to do what you do in terms of a veteran wrestler. He wanted to put the Young Bucks over, and Tony Khan and the Young Bucks thought it was only right in his last match for him to go over, and so he went along with it. Did you have any idea about that, which is why on our podcast last week you said, no, I think Sting's going to win. Did you have any kind of hint that that's what Sting wanted?
I hint kind of because I wouldn't say insider information. It was just very clear context that was beating me over the head. Like, Tony romanticized Sting so much And that is accurate from what I understand, the Sports Illustrated thing. We can go ahead and talk about Sting now. Mm-hmm. That was something I had to be there for. It was so special. It was everything that I thought it would be. The cage match rating for that match is higher than Ospreay Takeshita right now, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But I looked at it and I go, okay, so Sting probably wants to put over the Young Bucks, right? And I'm like, but what do the Young Bucks really gain from that? They gain the ire of some fans, sure. They've already got heat. They got plenty of heat. We're not talking about making somebody here. The Young Bucks are made. In fact, they helped make this company. And then when I thought about it, I'm like, well, it's making one person. It's making Darby Allin. That's what this match was about. Sting retiring, making Darby Allin, making me want Stephen Borden's son to wrestle again. That's what it made me want.
Which one? Which one?
Garrett?
Either one of them, honestly.
Oh, either one of both. Them. I mean, Garrett is huge, enormous. And Steven, the smaller one who's Jack, yeah. He played football up the road from here.
Yeah.
And even then, we were all like, what the hell? He said he might do a video on why he doesn't wrestle, by the way, which would be very interesting.
Steve did.
Yes. Okay. Steve, the younger one.
Okay.
And I want to say it was you all didn't see this, but they sat or didn't sit. They stood in the back of the scrum while their father was at the presser the whole time. And they walked out with him, put their arm around him. It was the sweetest thing. It was so nice. It's so funny because there were so many elements of that that we had fantasy booked on this show, like Sting's sons playing versions of him, which, oh my God, Garrett looked exactly like Sting.
Yeah, he did. Wore the same gear too. It was the exact
same gear.
Yeah.
And the I'm sorry, I love you super kicks getting no sold. That's something that I screamed about for weeks and I wanted so badly. Didn't expect glass and all that, but I'll tell you a little spot that I liked that was underrated, Jimmy. I miss the old days of CRT monitors because you remember back in the mid-90s when you would see a table break, somebody would go through the middle mm-hmm. and Ahmed Johnson would just recklessly throw them through it and the CRT monitors would go flying right into them. They had a bunch of water bottles set up on the tables beside the stage. That was very clearly intentional. That way they hit, the bottles fly, water's flying everywhere. It's a little bit chaotic. I thought that this was the perfect send-off of Sting. And he said it afterwards in the presser. He's like, you know what? I didn't get it in WWE. I kind of got it in TNA. He's like, but it just wasn't there. And it was perfect to me, Jimmy.
I saw people online that actually had the gall to shit on it in some capacity. And I posted this on Twitter, whether you're a fan of AEW or not, because we know that tribalism exists, whether you're a fan of AEW or not, if you didn't think that was good, you're hating for the sake of hating. Because I've talked about how I was a fan of Sting going back to the late 80s. And I enjoyed everything about it. I enjoyed the introductory video when he's sitting in the theater.
Oh, it was incredible.
That was really good. I enjoyed, like you said, his son's coming out, dresses different versions of him. That was really cool. I like the inclusions of the legends. Flair, they're in Greensboro. So, of course, Flair and Ricky Steamboat.
How great does Scotty Riggs look?
Yeah, he got himself into shape, yeah.
Scotty Riggs looks incredible. He wrestled last month.
Oh, did he?
At QT Marshall's place. Okay. Yeah. Okay. He looked incredible. Also, very, very wise, smart of AEW to, first off, use New Japan footage, which you knew that would cover so much ground, but to use the Pro Wrestling Illustrated photograph archives.
Right.
That was very wise. That was good stuff.
Yep. So that was all cool. And we saw a classic Sting. We got the no sell, like you talked about with the super kicks. We got the Scorpion Deathlock. He even took some bumps because that's what 65 year old Sting does now. I thought it was all really good. And I want to add one thing. And if you guys watch this podcast, you probably know as a wrestling fan, how I feel about the Young Bucks. As a wrestling fan, the Young Bucks are not my cup of tea. And I understood going into this that Sting wanted them to be part of the match, and that's cool. That was up to him. It didn't add intrigue to the match for me to have them be a part of it. However, I thought they did a solid job. They were there, obviously, to make them look good. They were there to protect them. They were there to put them over. And I thought they did a great job in that regard. And so props to the Young Bucks, too. I liked the whole thing. And again, I'm an old school guy. And there was old school elements in it that I really liked. But most of all, I felt like Steve Borden deserved. he deserved a send off on his terms, and so he got it.
A lot of times in sports, you'll see the retirement tour, especially in baseball. It happens in baseball a lot where you know it's going to be somebody's last year and they get honored every place that they're at. This is almost as close as we've gotten to something like that. Like, we don't get a lot of that in wrestling because usually somebody is forced into retirement or they just abruptly retire. We got that with Sting, and I have said this for probably 3 years now. I never was going to take getting to watch Sting wrestle for granted. I've mentioned this story about 100 times. Ric Flair, great move to Sting, first three wrestlers I saw. Don't know when I saw it. Don't know if it was like footage a couple years later. But Ric Flair technically retired in 2022. Great Muta technically retired 2023, and Sting in 2024. It's kind of wild how that works, but it was great.
A side note about Garrett. He was the one that was dressed as Surfer Sting, and I thought this was so cool. So Garrett actually has a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Where he posts gaming videos, and I don't know shit about Destiny 2, whatever the hell he posts about, but he has this channel. He's got a decent following. Here's something
about to get a much bigger following.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's something that's really cool. He had wrestling fans following him for his gaming content who did not know that he was Sting's son. And after he kind of went off the grid for like a month, doing his YouTube videos, cause he was preparing for the match and getting himself into shape, he explained his absence. And he had some of his viewers who, again, they followed him for the gaming content. They lost their minds when they found out that he was Sting's son. And there was one guy I saw in particular from Germany who said, yeah, I follow you for your gaming content. I had no idea that your dad is one of my childhood heroes. Can you please tell him I said hello? Basically, that was awesome to me that these people followed him for his gaming videos, had no clue that he was the son of Steve Borden.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. I thought that was a really nice little spin on the whole thing.
Incredible. Incredible. Guys, we have, first off, news on FightfulSelect.com about a contract that's coming up. But today we had news on the new presentation of Dynamite. Take a look. The new set. We've got the big screen up top. The big condoms there. They're using these tunnels.
Got the tunnels back. Yep.
Yeah. So at least, hey, listen, y'all wanted safety, huh? You can't get any safer than condoms as tunnels.
So here's a question for you, Sean.
Oh, look at this. We got our Matt Cardona frame.
What's that doing up there?
I just haven't deleted it since then.
Here's a question for you. What tunnel's Mercedes walking out?
I think the babyface tunnel. I think it'd be the heel one if she won it, if she had her way. But
Right. Interesting. Yeah. Do you want to hit some
stories? Let's get a few more. Yeah, we got plenty of them. Sup, guys? Watch the Ospreay match 10 times. Can't get over how good they both are. I think Ospreay is going to be the top guy in AEW for a long time. He's so genuine and passionate. He's going to fit in so well there. I think he's going to raise the level of in-ring wrestling in the United States, I think, Jimmy.
He definitely reminds me of an Omega, you know, the guy that can go from 0 to 60, like nothing. Muta had that too. If you look at some of that old Muta footage, definitely good in the ring. He definitely has the genuine characteristics when he's doing scrums and stuff. Here's what I'm curious about with Will Ospreay. I want to see how Will Ospreay does on American television in terms of storylines. That's what I want to see. We know he can go in the ring. Right now, he's in a storyline with the Don Callis family. We know where that's going, right? He's going to be out of the Don Callis family. So that's what I want to see. We know he's got the in-ring. How is he going to be on American television in terms of storylines? So I'm very curious to see how that works out. But he's got the charisma. He's got the presence. He's good at listening and paying attention to the crowd. He's got all the tools. So I want to see. I want to see how he does.
Thomas Sandberg says, Brian Alvarez said on Wrestling Observer Live, there's frustration among talent in AEW over not knowing until close to showtime if they're planning to do anything or not. Have you heard similarly, and why TK continues to do this? I think he wants to limit the amount of leaks to people like myself. I think that he wants to, I think there are also numerous people that have quite frankly just been like, oh, you know what? I don't necessarily like this creative. And cause things to change for others. I mean, for me to hear this, knowing that I have seen physical WWE rundowns under Vince McMahon, that I get at 7:55 and by 8:20 the whole thing's different, I'm just like, okay, I'm sure there are some people that are complaining about that. Morale stories are very hard for me to debunk or get back up on, so to speak, because there's over 100 people in that company. Now, there have been times, and I mentioned this on my Q&A on Fightful Select last week, like Royal Rumble 2022, everybody was miserable. TNA back in like 2015, 2014, like so many people were miserable. And I think that a lot of people got used to the Mike Johnsons of the world, who accurately, by the way, reported back then on TNA morale being like in the shitter. And he was right. It was. They weren't getting paid, and the creative was bad, and they were losing networks and all that. And they think that it's going to be uniform here. What I have learned is usually if you're on TV, most of the time the wrestlers are pretty happy. And if you're not, usually they're not too thrilled.
There's only one thing I want to note. Back when they were really having issues with ticket sales, because I feel like things are starting to slowly get better. But they were really having issues with ticket sales, and when I kind of did a poll on Twitter to find out why, when they're coming to your area, why are you not buying? And oftentimes it was they're too expensive. I didn't know the show was coming until like, you know, a few days before because there was no local marketing. But there was one thing that several people did say. And what they said was, I didn't know if my favorites were going to be there. So the one difference between what you just said about, you know, Vince would change the script last minute.
Yeah.
The one key difference is whether he changed the script or not. On Monday night, you knew Cody's going to be there. Seth's going to be there. Gunther's going to be there. Rhea's going to be there. Becky's going to be there. You knew who was going to be there because every Monday they would have the same main cast of characters there.
Yeah.
With AEW, because it's such a big roster and they don't have a split roster, you don't necessarily know. Is Adam Copeland going to be there? Is Darby going to be there? Is John Moxley going to be there? That's the only thing that AEW might want to try to figure out is make sure that you advertise the guys that are going to be there. I remember one person said that the graphic that they saw on their local television had Adam Copeland in the middle of it, and he wasn't on the show. So that's the kind of thing that they need to work on. But that's it.
I have long said that my approach to this, and again, it's easy for me to say sitting here, They were the alternative, but WWE doesn't suck now. So first off, lean into what brought you to the dance. Second off, I get Tony Khan's reasoning. Going to the bigger venues, first off, nicer facilities usually. The email blast list and marketing made an awful lot of sense to me as somebody who has never done that. But what I would do is pepper in a lot of very intimate and different environments. Like, you know how you would see WCW and all of a sudden, the ring is surrounded by water, or right. I don't want him to go to Sturgis.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
But Sturgis. You know what I mean? Like yeah, they have that, and they had the Mall of America and stuff like that. And Raw would be in the Manhattan Center. And I'm not asking them to go to these places,
yep.
But something where it can be intimate. And I would also make tickets from the jump. I wouldn't say dirt cheap, but incredibly inexpensive. Make yourself the company that a family of four or five can afford to go to, especially in this climate, because eventually those families that don't have a lot of money can be the families that eventually have disposable income. Like you see that now with like when nostalgia becomes cool, it is because there are people with disposable income who grew up and want the stuff that they liked when they were younger. And if you cultivate that and you get fans and especially kids in early to go to AEW shows and they go, oh my God, I can be like him, her, you make it cool and you put asses in seats. You also have a crowd that is very excited to be there because listen, maybe they can't afford to go to a WWE show. Maybe they can't afford to go somewhere else. Maybe they can't afford to travel and they want to go to Peoria, Illinois for Collision on a Saturday night when they don't have school the next day. Mm-hmm. I understand you take a little hit on the live event, but it's so very clearly a TV business now. Do that, and then eventually you can raise those prices. Fightful Select's $5 because I want to get people in the door. Like I want people to subscribe, and I don't want people to be able to say too much. You know what I mean? I wanted it to be something that even then, was so inexpensive that everybody was like, oh yeah, well, that takes the question out of the equation. I think AEW should do that to get some asses in the seats as well, even though it has rebounded quite a bit.
Yeah, and I want to say one other point, because I know there have been reports in the past about the talent sometimes would be a little bummed out about the poor attendance at some shows. So I caught John Cena's interview with Chris Van Vliet. And one thing he talked about, and he said Eddie Guerrero taught him this. He said when they would go to a live event and if it was really poor house, he said Eddie taught him work extra hard on those shows, work extra hard on the shows that are attended poorly, because you want the people to tell their friends how great it was so that the next time you draw better. And so that's something that some of the wrestlers might want to take into account. If you go to a show and you only drew 2,000 people, maybe put in a little extra in order to try to get them so excited. Yeah. They tell their friends and they come back. Now, granted, if AEW goes back and, you know, the average ticket's $100, that's another story. Pricing is still important, but if you really give it your all and they come back, then you'll probably do better the next time out.
Going to get through some more of these. Where's the Cody Vader? Love the return to the tunnels. The Cody Vader was on Revolution. The Young Bucks used it. Right. They raised up. Are you surprised with the big business ticket sales? I don't know what those ticket sales are.
Last I looked, it was like 6,000.
I mean, 6,000 is decent.
It's all right. I mean, they did like 9,000-ish the last time they were there. But
they should do more, yeah.
Here's the thing, though, that people got to remember. They have not announced Mercedes Moné will be there. They haven't.
I think that they did expect it to be like a Punk thing.
Maybe. I mean, she's not Punk, with all due respect to her. She's not.
You need to read Drew McIntyre's most recent tweet.
Oh, he's been something. And
it says, whatever.
What did you say?
I'm just going to post it. Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus. He's so good at this, Jimmy.
He is good. Where was this guy the last couple of years in WWE? Because he is good.
God.
Let's see.
He says, quote, what did I ever do in this world to deserve an empty-headed fucking dumb fuck like Seth Rollins to go out on national TV and go into business for himself? Which is the CM Punk quote about Hangman Page.
Uh-huh. At the scrum.
From the scrum.
Did you see he was in his car leaving Raw playing Cult of Personality?
It was brilliant.
He's something. Yeah, he is. He's turned it up.
We'll get back to Seth momentarily. Corey David says, can AEW use the Bar or Sheamus name if he leaves? The Bar, likely not. Sheamus, yes. He was using Sheamus O'Shaughnessy back in 2004. So yeah, it'd be a Christian Cage situation. Crazy 101 says, chances Julia appearing at Big Business. I would find that hard to believe, but I guess anything's possible. Camille up? Probably heading there, or TNA. Have you heard of any countries that have reached out to WWE about doing PLEs in their country? You know what? I've had some tips about some places in Europe that have, but I don't have enough that I can really say.
France is doing one, right? That's already been announced.
Yep.
So
the only reason I think Chad Gable promos sound so much like babyface hitmen by him, he needs to win it for his daughter. I think at this point, so it's funny, we talked about the stories associated with that, Jimmy. I don't think Chad Gable's story is winning the Intercontinental title. I think his story is beating Gunther for Gunther making his daughter cry. So I think that he could beat Gunther down the line, and that is his story being finished, so to speak, without the IC title.
Interesting. Okay, so Gunther presumably loses to Sammy and then puts over Chad on Raw afterwards, I guess. Okay. Sure.
Nelson Munt says, Bull Nakano is only put in the WWE Hall of Fame this year for one reason. They want to get that market share in Japan. But in true WWE fashion, WWE says one thing and does another, like putting Asuka and Kairi on the pre-show of Elimination Chamber as tag champs. Well, no, that's not. They put Asuka and Kairi on the show so Indy Hartwell could get on the show. I don't think that they really expect Bull Nakano's Hall of Fame induction to make that much of a blip on the radar. I'm sorry to undermine that, but
I'm glad they're doing it though. You know, she was a bit of an unexpected one for me. I'm glad they're doing it.
Hey guys, why don't you all do meet and greets like Cheap Heat does for pay-per-view? Also, is Ricky Starks on good terms with AEW or taking some time off? I don't have the answer to that last part. the organizational method of doing a meet and greet is something that I honestly, I haven't had the time to set up myself. Somebody else would have to take the reins on that. And also it'd have to be scheduled around, you know, the media that we're doing at any particular show, especially after this week. I would be okay with it though. Shout out to 4,000 of you watching live right now. Unbelievable.
And you know who loves to organize, Sean? Joel Pearl. If Joel Pearl's in the chat, there's something for you to do, buddy. He loves to organize.
Can you please explain to people who don't understand glass spots how they work? People acting like he jumped through a patio window instead of falling through what is essentially a windshield. Yes, tempered glass, sugared glass as well. A lot different. I would be shocked to learn if they were using like just a regular pane of glass. Because first off, that will go straight up into your spine and can kill you.
Oh yeah!
For the love of God,
it was still this is where maybe the old school of me comes out. I don't think it was a smart thing for him to do. I know that they apparently rehearsed it and everything. It wasn't so much the glass for me; it was the no give on the back. He's going off a 10-foot ladder through chairs, steel chairs on the floor. Very little give on the back, and. I know that Darby Allin is the kind of guy, he's going to do what he wants to do. I think by the time he's 50, he might regret it, but he's going to do what he wants to do. I mean, what can you say?
Actually, we read that one. James says, your thoughts on the BJ Whitmer sentencing. I thought it was gross. I think the whole situation is gross. BJ is somebody that I considered an acquaintance, a friend before I found out about that. And I've spoken at length with the victim on numerous occasions and know an awful lot about that situation. I can tell you guys this. I won't go into much detail on it. BJ Whitmer tried to message me yesterday and tried to gaslight me about the situation, was very clearly mining and fishing for information, in which one attorney said, yeah, he was very clearly trying to work with you. And I have since put those texts into the possession of my attorney and Jimmy's attorney. So there you go. That's about the extent I'll say to that is I'm grossed out by that situation. And I was heartbroken. It happened because I knew him a little bit and I hate that happened. Never do anything like that.
Did he get any time at all, Sean?
He spent his week in jail. He got 6 months house arrest, 5 years probation, 10-year interpersonal protection order, no jail time. No subsequent jail time, but there's probably going to be more to that. I feel like he's trying to angle for something very, very clearly, but they ain't getting that out of me, buddy. Michelle says, do you both feel like Cody is beating Roman or The Rock somehow get that next? I think Cody has to beat Roman, Jimmy.
Yes. There's has no to. Other. I still believe, and I'm going to beat this into the ground, I still believe Rock is going to turn on Roman. This whole thing is a setup. They're already teasing it a little bit early on SmackDown. They're already teasing dissension. But Rock's going to turn on Roman. I'm going to ask you in a little bit about John Cena and whether or not he might get involved too. But Cody, yeah, well, I believe Cody's going to go over Roman, and he needs to. He's the face of the company now. He needs to.
Yeah. Iron Monkey says, Sean, Jimmy, I'm not an AEW fan, but a WWE guy since 86. I applaud AEW for giving Sting the send-off he deserves. Didn't watch, but I hear nothing but good things. Oh, my friend, if you get a chance to watch it, it's very special. Please watch it, especially that video they did.
It was really good.
Tony P says, a lot of people don't like Swerve not winning because they believe he will have to lose to Ospreay at All In and have a short reign. I feel that's not a direction they're going so soon. I think you get time as a champ, and Will Swerve happens at Full Gear. Listen, I don't think that every world title reign needs to be a year or 9-10 months. I think that Swerve can win, have a great summer with the title. I think he'd win at Dynasty, as you suggest. Because I thought it was beautiful how they set up people wanting a one-on-one match out of that. And I think if Will and Swerve happens at Full Gear, it'll be one of the matches of the year. Will says, do you think WWE fans have PTSD thinking that Vince may come back? Yeah, I think a lot of people are like, they won't believe it until he's gone type of thing.
The
like
problem is,
or past.
I think the problem is people don't understand how it works. Like they don't understand the whole voting rights thing, and they just don't understand that aspect of it. But when he was forced to resign this last time, I made it pretty clear on here. He was done. I mean, he doesn't have the power to come back. That's just how it is.
Well, if you want the power and don't understand how to make it work, fortunately, Nord has 24/7 customer support. They're going to help you, and I'm going to tell you about it. I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you. Check it out, guys. NordVPN.com/Fightful. We would greatly appreciate that.
When you said if you want the power, I thought you were going in a completely different direction on that one. Completely different.
Oh, man. Will says, have you heard when Tama Tonga may show up? I have not. Regarding BetOnline, Will was the underdog at plus 125 against Takeshita when their match was first on the site. Wow.
What?
Look at that. Dang. He said he jumped on that and won $30. Hell yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Have you heard anything about Bray in the Hall of Fame? I would imagine. So first off, Heyman's got to be the headliner. So I would imagine that Bray would be another year because I think he would be the headliner as well. What do you guys think about the Pac promo being locked up by TK? Do you think he aligns with the Bucks when he returns? No, I don't. And I think that they were very fortunate to get him back because for a while it looked like they weren't going to get him back. But a welcome addition. They just got back Serena. Mm-hmm. They're getting back Kyle O'Reilly and Pac. And by the way, Michael Murray says, nice to see you at WrestleCade and Revolution. You as well. Do you see O'Reilly taking the Adam Cole role in the Kingdom until he's back? What was your dark horse match in the loaded Revolution card? O'Reilly and Pac, Jimmy, those are a couple of in-ring guys that, like, good God, quite an infusion to get right there, and especially guys that they didn't think that they were ever going to get back.
I feel like Undisputed Kingdom needed this because badly. They lost momentum. I mean, obviously, injuries are what they are, and MJF being out hurt the whole situation, but I felt like they really needed it. And so we'll see where it goes, but it's very obvious now that, yeah, O'Reilly is that's going to be the main story that they're going with. And then you got Wardlow, too, because Wardlow's going to get a title shot.
Yeah.
But yeah, they needed it. It's good.
AEW is always dealing with a lot of injuries, and people say, oh, well, they've got a loaded roster. They have to account for having six major stars out at any given time. MJF, Britt Baker, Adam Cole, Kenny Omega are all out right now. Mm-hmm. All of them, whether it be for that reason or any other reason. If Drew and Cody win the championships at Mania, how do you think Seth will feel? The risk would have been like nothing, Drew has been saying. Well, I think that's the way you tell that story is Seth Rollins worked himself into a main event night one. Night two, he's going to be awful softened up for Drew McIntyre, who doesn't have two matches. And I can't wait. I'm as excited for that match as almost any.
I want to ask you something about Rollins. Okay. So I read some criticism online from some people about his involvement in the whole Bloodline story. And Their complaint was that it seems like Seth Rollins in storyline cares more about being the Bloodline than he does defending the World Heavyweight title. I don't feel that way. Like I feel like him being part of this thing with The Rock is good for him in the long term. I think it gets a lot of eyeballs on him being in the ring with The Rock. And like you said, it tells a good story because I think that Drew's going to beat him as well. And it tells a good story. He had to wrestle on the first night. Drew's fresh. So I don't have an issue with it, but what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that this is kind of putting the world title match on the back burner a little bit? Or are you good with it based on how it's playing out?
I'm okay with it. You know, Just Mass asks our opinion on it, says he likes it personally on Seth's character, says he likes it personally, but it seems like a lot of people are turning on him like they did in 2019. Well, it's because he's in an angle with a bunch of very over people, and the allegiances are naturally going to be split there because there are naturally a bunch of people that a lot of people like. However, I think that the Seth element of this is okay because, one, he's getting a WrestleMania main event. Mm-hmm. He is in the middle of working to put over, I would imagine, Drew McIntyre and send him into the stratosphere again. It's okay. This isn't necessarily all about Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins is one of the most selfless performers that you're ever going to see. And the fact that he's in this position, it'll be the second WrestleMania he's closed. Mm-hmm. He understands the value of this. He knows it's not always about him. And I know that a lot of people didn't like the Diarrhea Dwayne comment.
I was just going to mention that. That was really bad. Really
it was bad. Yeah. And I think it was, in my opinion, I think it was meant to be bad. I think it was meant to be like, oh, you guys like the stuff The Rock says, huh? Well, here's one he would probably say, Diarrhea Dwayne. Like, I think that was the
he didn't do a good enough job of explaining that, if that was the intention. Because yeah. It came off like suffering succotash to me. But it was what it was. I don't know. I think, again, because the other thing that you have to remember here, they got no CM Punk on this on WrestleMania. They got no Brock Lesnar on WrestleMania. They're a little light up top. And so remember we had talked months ago about, oh, do you think Roman's going to work double duty? And the idea was you don't want to risk injury. By doing a tag team match, you can lighten everybody's load a little bit. Rock, we saw that he's not in the greatest ring shape, and he's also in his early 50s now. A tag match, I think, is the way to protect everybody. And so I'm interested in the whole thing. But here's my question for you, Sean. Do you think Rock, because I still think Rock is going to turn on Roman. Do you think that Rock and Cody actually wrestle night one? Or do you think that they keep them apart because they're in it together?
What do you mean? Like Rock and Roman?
When they're in, no, not Rock and Roman, Rock and Cody.
Oh,
yeah. Do you think they actually wrestle, or do you think that they tease, but then they kind of keep them apart?
I think they'll tease. I think they'll tease, and I think it'll work. I think it'll work really, really well. Let's get to some more of these super chats, Humper chats, because we got a few before we head over to Fightful Select. New Lack City says, do you know if Santana was released or if it was a mutual separation like Sean Spears? I think it was about time for him to go because he was clearly taking too many shots online. I'm working to find out more info on that. I was supposed to talk to him Monday and I didn't hear back from him. But I'm gonna ask his side of it because I do know the AEW side of it. And I think that both probably just wanted it to go that way. Hush just says, with the surplus of talent coming into AEW, who do you see possibly jumping ship to WWE or even TNA? Probably people whose deals are up. Like I don't
good see... answer. Good answer.
No. That's not what I mean. I don't mean like people angling to get out of their deals. I don't mean like people asking for their releases to go there.
I know that. Yeah.
I think it'll be people that like I could see a Malakai Black going back to WWE. I could see that happening.
Buddy Matthews.
I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. But I think that Malakai could if they reject or they turn down his option year. Mercedes' first opponent looks like Serena Deeb. That'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. Arabian Knight says, happy Okada chose AEW, especially if rumors were true about WWE. He'd be in NXT, and that's disrespectful. There was nothing to those rumors. I just want to say this. Nothing to those rumors. Absolutely. He says, this ain't black and gold. It's NIL athlete version. A lot of people like that. But, I mean, you still got to learn the U.S. style of TV.
Television, yep. I mean, Finn Balor did too, right?
Which even then, you know what? Lee Fitting in the current WWE production is much better. Much better. Swayze, what are you talking about? Cody Rhodes will be booed at Mania. The Northeast loves Paul Heyman and the cool bloodline. Nobody wants to see Cena Part 2 as champ. Orton no should chance. Take Seth Rollins' place. Swayze, you're wrong. Come back here. I appreciate the super chat. You're wrong. Cody Rhodes is going to get cheered heavily at that show.
You got to remember why they pivoted from Rock Roman. What led to that? It was the online sentiment. WrestleMania has got a ton of traveling fans. This is not going to be 55,000 plus Philadelphia residents. Like there are a lot of traveling fans. No, yeah. Cody's definitely. Now Heyman's going to get cheered on the Hall of Fame, no question.
Yes.
But no, Cody's definitely going to get the big pop when he wins that title.
No, I do not think Seth Rollins is a double agent. I absolutely do not. I know a lot of people are fantasy booking that. I just don't see it.
I don't either.
unless they find some way to do a double turn with Drew and Seth that I don't think they're going to do.
I think Seth might end up going to SmackDown. What do you think? Because Cody will be on SmackDown as the WWE champion.
No, I think Cody's going to go to SmackDown because USA Network loves Cody, and that's where SmackDown's going in the fall. So I think that USA Network will want to keep him.
But do you think Rollins will go there because he's coming out of Mania helping Cody, loses his title, presumably Cody wins. So do you think he might go to SmackDown because there's a natural story there now? Even though they've wrestled three times before?
Possibly. You know what? That's not a bad idea. Do you think Naomi regrets going back to WWE? No. With the amount of money she's making, absolutely not. It was nice of Rock to give Seth some of his poop jokes on Raw. Don't worry, guys. He'll make more for Roman next year. Oh, yeah. The tribal queef will be a thing that is said there. Sindral says, it was a pleasure to meet you at Revolution SRS. My wife thought you were a sweetheart. She had an unfortunate experience with people groping her when she went to get merch from me on her own. What can we do to make wrestling more inclusive? Well, I think there definitely needs to be more of a security situation and more of a safety situation.
That surprises me. Yeah, that's
gross. That's horrible. I'm very sorry that happened. I wish I had the answer to that. I mean, listen, that's something that I would probably delegate to somebody like Kate, who experiences shows as a fan and as media and, you know, has some pretty distinct views on how a lot of that stuff goes. I mean, I can't sit here and say that I have felt threatened in that way at a show because I just have not been in those situations. However, there are a lot of women who speak very openly about how they have been, and that sucks. And that's unfortunate. And first off, if you're a fan and you see somebody doing something like that, say something about it.
How much involvement does AEW have with respect to the security at the merch stand versus the building?
I think very little. I don't think there's much security there. Probably like one person.
Okay. And it's a building person, not an AEW person, you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
Lonnie says, came in late. Now that we know the IC title, do we get a ladder match for the US title? When I see the ingredients around the US title, I'm like, Owens? Sure. But then I'm like, AJ, Orton, LA Knight, and a ladder match? I'm like, do we need that? Do we need those guys taking those types of bumps? And I don't know if we do. Logan Paul can be the bump guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there are ways they can do it for sure, but it also seemed like they were separating it a little bit and doing AJ, LA Knight, then Orton, Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, he's sort of hovering around there. I don't think it'll be a ladder match. I don't think just because of the ingredients involved, but that's a hunch, not a report. Let's wrap up these super chats. We are about to head over to FightfulSelect.com. What do you think the end game is with Becky Nia Liv story? Are they pushing Becky to a heel turn leading into the match with Rhea? I wouldn't be surprised if she went heelish against Rhea, Jimmy, because Rhea is going to be super over as a babyface. So I'm kind of okay with that. I'm okay with her leaning into that, I earned this, it's mine, I deserve it, I'm taking her down type of role.
I'm still not used to WWE being aware. Like, this is something that I have to learn because I'm used to Vince not knowing shit. So my question was going to be, because Hunter's there now, is he aware of the fact that Rhea is going to be over as a babyface at WrestleMania? And the crowd probably is going to be, not that the crowd doesn't like Becky, but I think they're going to be with Rhea because she's the hot hand. And so do you think Hunter's aware of this? And that's why he's kind of leaning into this heel aspect of Becky?
I think he's very aware of it. Very aware of it.
It's very interesting. I hope they don't make it a triple threat because with all due respect to Liv, Rhea Becky's got to be one-on-one.
Yeah, it's more of a marquee thing. There's plenty of a story with Liv and Rhea because of Rhea putting her on the shelf, but I don't think that match needs it right now.
Right, I agree.
Any info on when AEW's exclusive negotiating window with WBD ends? TK is bullish on a huge, huge rights increase. Well, I get the feeling that if he is that bullish on it, he's probably got some sort of insight as to where the direction of that is headed. But no, I don't know when that is up. We read that one. We got a couple more. Juju says, what do you guys think the WWE is going to do with the women's title picture? Will they leave it as Becky, Rhea, or add Nia Liv? I think Nia is there effectively to put over Becky en route to this. I think that before Mania, Becky beats Nia. I think that'll happen. I could see Jade, like I would love for them to do a battle royal at the end of or on the pre-show. Jade eliminates Nia at the end, just like she did at Mania, and you could do sort of irresistible force, immovable object thing. Liv always has a groundswell of support online, and I think there is a story for her after Mania against Rhea. I think that's one that would be good.
And shout out to Nia Jax. She looks like she's continuing to lose weight. And
looks great in the ring and outside the ring.
Yep. She's looking better and better. And I haven't heard of any complaints with her not being safe. I haven't heard any complaints about her being stiff. So shout out to her. She's really, really worked hard this run. You could tell.
Nelson Munt says, do you remember when I said WWE would compete directly with the UEFA Champions League semifinals in May when they're in Europe? I do remember that. He said Super Bowl does 150 million worldwide in the ratings. Semifinals will do 300 million more or more worldwide. Wow. That sounds almost like our numbers today, Jimmy. 4,500 people watching live right now.
Hey, Sean, it's the Seth Rollins thumbnail.
It is the Seth Rollins thumbnail. Yeah. Listen, WWE, you don't have anybody to air Raw in October, November, December. We'll let you do it on YouTube.com/Fightful.
You know what? We won't even charge you. We'll do it for free.
We'll do it for free.
Yep.
We'll do it for free. Yeah, Nelson, that is heavy competition. Xavier says, Okada tonight. That has long been the plan, but what you will never hear me do is say 100% because there is less, you know, there's less than 100% chance that Tony Khan owns AEW by tonight. He could sign it over to Will Washington between now and then. Like anything, he could sign it over to Jesus Christ
himself. For $2 billion.
Anything is possible, especially in wrestling. And we wrap up by Glassdoor Gamers saying, for us WCW fans back in the day, Sunday felt like our moment, and the feeling was alive after years of WWF, WWE, kind of making us feel like our brand was second rate. Great work, guys. You know what? I really respect this sentiment. I love WCW. I wasn't allowed to watch wrestling when I was younger, so I would wake up before my parents woke up, and I would watch WCW Pro and WCW Worldwide, like anything I could find that was on Saturday, Sunday morning. So I would watch Action Zone for WWF and Mania and all that. Then I would, you know, watch the weekend shows as best I could. And it was sentimental. It was very sentimental. And it's a show that I am so thrilled that I was at.
I actually enjoyed WCW early 90s better than the Nitro years. Because the Nitro years was mostly NWO every single week. And in the early 90s, you had Sting, the Steiners. How awesome were the Steiner brothers back in those days?
Oh my God, amazing.
And Muda at the top of his game. That was a great time. Then you also had Brian Pillman and Jushin Thunder Liger. And that was a great time in the business. I was a big fan of that era.
Guys, we are heading over to FightfulSelect.com right now. We're going to break some news on an AEW contract that is set to expire. Throwback says, non-wrestling, thank you, Fightful. The stuff you put out today for content helped me while Brody was in surgery. I hope he's doing all right. Well, he is doing okay. Thank you for being mentors also. Throwback, it is great to hear from you. We hope that little Brody is all right. Sending you love, sending the love to the family. Until next time, guys, we're out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.